Well, hello. Here it is Monday. Now, I know I'm in my suit because I'm making this on Sunday because tomorrow Cindy has several scans in the morning and I didn't think I'd be able to get this done. So this is for Monday. You're at the right place, Monday at 1:15. So this week we're going to talk about due order for the next 4 days, and then we'll end, of course, with Thankful Friday. Due order is an interesting portion of scripture, so let's dive right in, okay? 1 Chronicles 15, 12 through 13, we read, "And said unto them, Ye are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, both ye and your brethren, that ye may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel unto the place that I have prepared for it. For because ye did it not at the first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after due order." And so a person who has godly character understands due order, that it's established in scripture. He does things in a proper order. He has a prioritized life is basically what we're talking about. If you remember the story that happened here in this portion of scripture, you know the reason that David got in trouble was because he did not bring the ark back after due order. He had a good idea in bringing the ark back, but he did not consult the scriptures and do it in the Bible way. He had his own plan. He did it his own way. He did not tend to the details, and that got him into trouble. After the death of Uzzah, he went back and searched the scriptures. He had some time to think about it. He said, "This time, we're going to do it the right way. The first time, we didn't do it after due order. We're not going to make the same mistake because we had made a terrible mistake. We got ourselves into trouble. Uzzah died, and we did not do something the way it should have been done. We're going to consult the scriptures. We're going to find out what God said, and then we're going to do the thing after due order." There's an order of priority in scripture. There's order that is correct in scripture for almost every situation that you and I deal with. It's not enough that we do the right thing, but we need to do the right thing in the right order. The first thing that happens is that a person repents, then he gets baptized. That's due order. A person gets saved first and then gets baptized. A person who got baptized when he was 10 or 11, but did not get saved until he was 30, didn't do it in due order. So after he gets saved at the age of 30, then he needs to get baptized. God has a structure and an order of things. He expects us to follow his order. It's not enough that I should have a bunch of things right in my life. God wants them prioritized. He wants them in due order. He wants them done in a way that he has established. If we put the right things in the wrong order, it will not work. In some cases, it will actually bring judgment. In other cases, it will just rob us of the blessing. In the New Testament, there's a Greek word, proton, which means first and or first of all, indicating that there is something that comes first. It gives the matter of order due in conjunction with the word. Prioritizing will keep you from letting the least important things that are good take the place of the urgent things that is the most important things. God says reconciliation comes first and worship follows. That means if I have a problem with someone, I need to reconcile it first and worship after. It doesn't mean I'm not supposed to worship for a year while I hold a grudge. I'm supposed to worship God every day in every situation. To the child of God, all ground is holy ground. Every place is an altar to God. I'm supposed to have communion with God every day. But I cannot have that if I don't make reconciliation with the brethren. When things are wrong, they must be reconciled first. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24, the Bible says, "Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother have aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift." That's the word proton, or first. He said, first of all, you go and reconcile things with your brother. He didn't say, don't sacrifice. He said, leave your sacrifice at the altar. Go make things right with your brother first, then come back and offer your sacrifice. People try to justify not giving because the Bible says, God loveth a cheerful giver. I'd like to remind you that he also receives gifts from grouches. But God wants us to get the blessing out of it. He wants us to be in a position where he can bless us. He's not saying, don't do the right thing. He's saying, do things in due order. God didn't say, don't worship. He said, put things in order first, then worship. Put yourself in a position where you can worship and it won't be wasted time. We do a lot of things out of order and that becomes a waste. It is unproductive. A lot of people try to worship God with a heart full of bitterness towards their brethren. They have wronged people and are unwilling to repent. They're unwilling to make it right. They assume that when they come to God, they genuinely worship him. I've got news for you. It's not after due order. God says reconciliation comes first, then worship. Why? Because of John 4:24, it reads, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The fruit of the spirit is love, not bitterness. In Matthew 6:33, God says it is supposed to be first, that he is supposed to be first, and my needs for material things are supposed to be second. He didn't say, I don't need to be concerned at all. He didn't say, it wasn't important to work. He did not say, it's not important for me to do what is necessary to provide. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you seek material things first, you're going to miss out on God. If you seek God first, he'll see to it that those things take care of themselves, or at least he will supply for you. If I seek God first and I'm in tune with God, I'm going to have a work ethic so that if I put work first and squeeze God out, I'm in trouble. But if I put God first, he's going to help me to have a work ethic and my material needs will be met. He'll meet some of my needs supernaturally and others through the principles of the Word of God that I'm practicing. Things are not for the flesh. He said, all these things shall be added unto you. My spirit is for God. God is not opposed to me having things. God is opposed to me putting things in front of him. When anything comes first, that thing or those things become your gods, and ye become an idolater. God tells us to get a priority list and figure out what comes first and what comes second. I need to prioritize my life, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It works the same with rearing children. If you put God and principles first, you're going to do your children a lot more good than if you will put your children first. These people that miss church so their kids can play baseball and go and do other things, if they're not careful, they've got it all out of order. God is supposed to be first. I'm supposed to put God's will ahead of my will. I'm supposed to put my soul ahead of my body. I'm supposed to plan for eternity instead of just planning for time. I'm supposed to be living for eternity, not just for time. My soul is supposed to be primary, my body secondary. That's what God's saying in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Your body's important, but your soul is more important. Things are important, but God is all important. You're supposed to put God first and things second. God and my human spirit should take preeminence over my body and all my fleshly needs. If my priorities are in order, that's exactly how it will be. You say, I can't afford to tithe. Or you can afford, or, oh, okay. You say, I can't afford to tithe. Oh, you can afford to tithe. There are a lot of other things you can't afford, but you can afford to tithe. You can't afford not to tithe. You'll always be able to afford to tithe if tithing is the first thing you do. According to Malachi 3, 8 through 10, tithing brings blessings, and robbing God brings a curse. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. You can get along a lot better with 90% and the blessing of God than you can with 100% and the curse of God. Those are just a few things as we're thinking about due order this week, and we'll pick this up again tomorrow and continue from there. I hope and pray that you have a great day if you think of it. And Cindy's got an oncologist appointment on Thursday, and we're kind of anxious to see what that report is. And when we know, we'll of course let you know. We appreciate your prayers. We love you very much. Pray for one another. And we pray and trust you'll have a great day. I want you to know we love you very much and look forward to being together tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great day.